The cash crisis is causing a lot of discomfort, if I may use that word, Jonga, because you find that the banks are giving a very small amount as a maximum daily limit, and the highest daily limit that we are getting from one of the banks that we deal with is $500 per day, in such a way that if you are going to look at the kind of work that we do, where we need money to pay for various disbursements, we deal with the Messenger of Court's office on a daily basis, we deal with the Deputy Sheriff of the High Court's office on a daily basis, we have to give our employees money for transport, we have to buy consumables, computer consumables, we have to buy stationery. It is virtually impossible to run a viable law practice with that kind of daily withdrawal limit. It makes work a nightmare.
How are you paying your employees?
You find that the majority of our employees have got bank accounts, so at least it helps us in the sense that we just make direct transfers into their personal bank accounts. But you also have, especially the low-earning non-professional staff, most of whom, for one reason or another, don't have personal bank accounts. We normally would pay them in cash. For the past few months, we've had a big problem because we are not able to make a bulk withdrawal of money at the end of the month to pay them. So you end up having a situation where you stagger your payments and obviously causing a lot of inconvenience to those employees, particularly the low-earning non-professional members of staff.
Do you see this normalizing in the near future?
The way the economy of Zimbabwe is going, Jonga, I don't see anything happening for the better anytime soon, because I think the main problem that we have in the country is a very big and debilitating liquidity crunch, where we are having a situation where we are told from economists that there is less than $15 million that is circulating nationally within the formal financial market. That makes it very difficult. We are talking of an economy that is not exporting, an economy that actually has an import bill of about $6 billion compared to an export bill of about $2.9 billion. That means already there's a balance of payment deficit, which is in excess of $3 billion. So up until we have an economy that is kicking, an economy that is exporting, an economy that is growing, industries opening, the agricultural sector booming, we are going to be facing these kind of challenges, I believe, for the foreseeable future.
How is the situation at banks in the capital?
The situation at banks, particularly in Harare, it's a sorry state. If you just have a walk or a drive through the CBD, the downtown Harare, the central business district, where you find banks, there are long queues, long winding queues. And what I find very, very, very disturbing is that most of these queues, they form as early as in the small hours of the morning. You drive or come into the city at around 5 a.m., you find already there are long queues. People are even waiting to have the banks open. Most banks in Zimbabwe open at 8 a.m., and you arrive at the banks before 8, and you already find sometimes queues that are more than 2 kilometers long, especially for the big commercial banks. So this is actually, I think, a nightmare. I think it's affecting everyone because more and more people are spending their valuable time queuing at the bank to get the small amounts that they are limited to get instead of being there at work, working for their families.